Now, Jeremy, the presidential race will affect many so-called down-ballot contests that will determine whether Republicans can maintain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp is in a desperate fight to keep his seat in the 1st Congressional District in Kansas. He faces a big challenge in a primary tomorrow from a political newcomer who's won the backing of the state's powerful farm lobby at Huelskamp's expense. Peggy Lowe from Here and Now contributor KCUR has our story.
Come on in. How's it going?
It's a big day in this small storefront in the heart of central Kansas. More than a dozen people have crowded into the Salina campaign headquarters of Roger Marshall. He's a political newbie who is challenging the incumbent, a fellow Republican, Congressman Tim Huelskamp.
You drove all this way. You have to get your photo taken.
Representatives of 6 farm groups are here to announce they are backing Marshall, a physician, over Huelskamp in one of the largest and most conservative districts in the country. The Kansas Farm Bureau's Stacy Forshee says Marshall visited 50 counties to win the support of the group's 40,000 Kansas members.
Dr. Marshall has shown that he has strong ties to agriculture, and he also shares a lot of all of our beliefs and values that our members do.
Marshall's beliefs and values mirror Huelskamp's on social issues. Both are conservative, opposing abortion and supporting gun rights. Those beliefs are what got Huelskamp elected in the first place. He rode in on the Tea Party wave in 2010.
A lot of our frustrations honestly started with no representation on the Ag Committee.
Huelskamp lost his seat on the House Agriculture Committee in 2012, pushed out by then-Speaker John Boehner for challenging GOP leadership. It was the first time in a century that Kansas didn't have a representative on that panel. Agriculture rarely plays a role in national politics, but farm country clout, or a lack of it, definitely is in play in this race.
When you're in Kansas, the Farm Bureau is a big dog, and you really don't want to mess with the Farm Bureau.
That's Emporia State political science professor Michael Smith. Huelskamp's absence from the Ag Committee is a big problem out here in a congressional district called the Big First, an area that covers 63 counties, 2 time zones, and has more cattle than people. Roger Marshall pledged his support to the ag industry at the meeting of farm and ranch leaders.
The entire Kansas agriculture community has risen with one voice to say enough, enough of the political games. They've risen to support our team because of the clarity of purpose to restore our representation, our reputation, and influence over federal farm policy.
The farm groups are also angry that Huelskamp hasn't supported one of the state's biggest projects, the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, a billion-dollar animal disease research facility being built in Manhattan. Another problem, he voted against the 2014 Farm Bill.
I want a congressman who won't be met around every corner with closed doors and burned bridges.
Katie Sawyer farms with her husband in McPherson County. She's voicing the other frustration that many in Kansas and Washington have with Huelskamp. They say he's just too hard to work with. Huelskamp wouldn't return several requests for comment for this story, but he has promised during campaign stops that he will get back on the Ag Committee.
It's shocking, but true. Congressman Tim Huelskamp is being attacked by the Republican establishment for fighting Obama's unconstitutional executive order on amnesty.
Conservative groups like the Heritage Foundation, which produced this radio ad, support Huelskamp's battles over immigration, against gay marriage, and his latest attack to try to get the IRS commissioner impeached. But in a new wrinkle revealed last week, some fellow conservatives have also targeted Huelskamp with their own ad.
We can't trust Washing Tim, and it's time for him to go. ESA Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Did you hear who paid for that ad? ESA Fund is a conservative super PAC with allies that include aides to GOP Senator Ted Cruz. Yet, Cruz has endorsed Huelskamp. Political scientist Michael Smith says we're seeing a further splintering of the GOP.
The question is more about a sort of an establishment Republican that is quite conservative but doesn't actually want to dismantle the government versus another creature of Republican that often acts as if they do want to dismantle the government.
Huelskamp has done his bit of dismantling, including leading the ouster of John Boehner from his speakership last year. Current Speaker Paul Ryan has stayed on the sidelines of this primary race, leaving many thinking that Huelskamp won't get his chair back on the Ag Committee. But whether Huelskamp will even get his office back is up in the air. Polls say his race against newcomer Roger Marshall is too close to call. With no Democrat on the ballot, the winner of tomorrow's primary will face a Libertarian candidate in November in a district where Republicans always win. For Here and Now, I'm Peggy Lowe.